This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up on...
Oh, wow, you're so prepared.
My mouth has not been working for the past 7 or 8 minutes like yours has. I've been thinking and preparing and doing, and sometimes, especially in allergy season, man, I'll tell you something. This is every year I say the same thing.
It's been
thing.
Bad
gets,
so far.
Awful. All right, so we're on the DJV line, the DJV experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, thanks to Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. In a few minutes, we're going to focus on small businesses and how those of you, we always are talking about things relating, because many of the people that listen to this program are small business entrepreneurs, as am I, as is Jennifer, and we'll get to Victoria into her own little business someday as well. It sucks you in. It brings you in. Independence is, well, you're very independent anyway. I can attest to that. Excuse me. So anyway, we'll talk about small businesses, the impact of the tax, new tax rules that have been suggested. Meanwhile, Kara, who is Chris Soules? S-O-U-L-E-S.
Souls.
Or Souls. Oh, that's how you pronounce it, Souls?
Or Soules, whichever Soules. One you want.
Well, that's how I pronounce it, looking at it first. I don't watch The Bachelor, but you do.
Yeah, kind of, unfortunately, but I do watch it. Yeah, no, I got some shocking news yesterday from my roommate who I watch it with, and Chris Soules, who was The Bachelor a couple seasons ago, was arrested for rear-ending a tractor and then, leaving the situation, and the guy who was driving the other vehicle passed away. So, not
he killed a dude on a tractor?
Yep. Yeah. He rear-ended him. That tractor apparently went into a ditch. His truck went into another ditch, but I guess it was in good enough shape that he was able to drive away.
Is he someone who won The Bachelor?
He didn't win.
He was The Bachelor.
Yeah, he was The Bachelor. I can't remember. He was a contestant.
Wasn't he on Dancing with the Stars, too?
He was as well, yeah. He was a contestant on a season of The Bachelorette, and then he was, like, the fan favorite, so he was the next Bachelor. And, of course, the winner on his season, they dated for a couple months, and then they broke up because nobody wanted to move to Arlington, Iowa, where he's a farmer, and they have a population of, like, 5. Yeah. So, not good news for him, because that's a serious thing. I can never understand when people leave hit-and-run situations. And like, why wouldn't you just stay and make sure the person was...
Thinking.
He was drunk, right?
Well, yeah. I don't know for sure, but allegedly. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. They said there was alcohol in the car.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you flee the scene if you're boozing.
Yeah. Well, not good for him.
Nope.
All right. So, I have a... I don't know that I have time here. We've got 10 past the hour. I got about 3 minutes... to put two stories together, and I'm probably going to be sorry that I'm doing this, but I was looking at this study of the most popular baby names. The Hollywood Reporter yesterday came out with how the 1% lives, that is, people who live in communities with who have money. Los Angeles, New York, D.C. seem to be a place where a lot of people with money live. So this seems to taint the names that are chosen by people. Apparently, like where you are, Victoria, in New York, the names that are most popular are names like Ogden, and Dashiell, and Sophie, and Matilda, and Ophelia. And these are Ogden Nash. Remember that from the story? Ogden Nash? And the mystery writer Dashiell Hammett. Who doesn't remember that from college, or do you? Anybody know?
I don't want to assume
that you know who Dashiell Hammett is.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. And then Ophelia in Hamlet. So that's New York. Los Angeles, Jennifer, the names that are now the new average, unisexy sort of Zen, River, Story, that kind of stuff. Ryan Reynolds' daughter's name is James, and it's a girl.
A lot of James as a girl, yeah. That's been
really
popular now. Yeah. It's weird, well,
There are women who are named Dudley. I follow this.
Really?
Somebody.
There are?
Yeah, there's a woman
who
does some really great meditations online, and her name is Dudley Rouse. She and her husband.
Well,
when I first saw it, I thought that he was the dude. The dude was Dudley. And I forget what the husband's name is. Something, you know, kind of like non-plus. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I bring this up is because, for those of you who don't know, my given name is Dudley. I'm not Doug. I'm not Douglas. But Doug is the nickname that came out in college, so it just stuck. Dudley. And there are a few people. Dudley never seems to have been a very popular name, no matter what.
It probably is more popular in England.
Yes, very popular in England.
Yeah.
You know it's gotten to a bad point, though, when Victoria was telling me this story yesterday, and she was reading the part about L.A. names being trippy and unisex, and I thought that she was saying that those were the popular names.
And you believed it.
I wasn't even surprised. I was like, oh, okay.
This is my son Trippy, and this is my daughter Unisex.
All right, so in Washington, where Kara is, more classic names, Sam, Charlotte, Jack, Lily. Let's see here. Charlotte
is so popular.
Very
now.
Popular, yeah, right. Yeah. You have Chelsea Clinton's daughter's name, Charlotte. Prince William and Kate Middleton's baby is Charlotte. And the love of my life was named Charlotte. Four-legged love of my life. And she was a perfect Charlotte, too, by the way. If you look at dogs, you look at people, sometimes they are their names. Have you ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Victoria, you kind of look like a Victoria.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You look like a Jennifer. Kara? I've only seen pictures of you, so I don't know.
That's how she likes it. She likes to stay detached.
An air of mystery.
Yeah. All right. So with the baby story, the reason I said I didn't want to tell you this, because this is going to drop on your head, and I'm going to have to leave it, is a story floating around today about a husband and wife who couldn't have children on their own, so they adopted a child. And it turns out, long story short, that the man had an affair with a woman. She got pregnant, had the baby, and this couple, the man who impregnated the woman, marries another woman. They adopt his child with the woman who gave her up for adoption, who was impregnated by him. And I'm sorry that I don't have time to discuss that story, but is that bizarre?
Did he know?
Yes.
His wife doesn't know, and now she does.
She's not going to be happy when she finds out.
Wow.
I'd like that as a deal. All right, anyway, food for thought is a wowzer, and now Doug has to drop that because in a moment we need to spend some time on helping you grow your small business. This is something we'll all pay very close attention to. This is National Small Business Week. And that's our focus next year, 14 after, on the DJV Experience.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today. Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
15 past the hour. It is, for those of you who didn't know, National Small Business Week. I think, actually, this is the precursor for it. I've always thought it was last week of April, but in fact, this year, it's April 30th to May 6th. But important for us to be aware, not just this week, all weeks, the whole year, as to the contribution of small businesses. So joining us now is Kayla Gibson from the Fifth Third Bank. He's head of business banking there. And I suppose maybe the place for us to start, Mr. Gibson, is why is small business? I mean, look at the economy. Look at the discussion this week about taxes and the impact of our tax rates to small business people. Hopefully we'll find relief. And so maybe as we go through all of this, we can get some tips, tax tips and otherwise, for small business owners as a result of your work at Fifth Third there. But in terms of overall impact, do you have a number as to what the small businesses of our country contribute to our economy?
Yes, good morning, Doug, and really excited to be here this morning with you guys. Again, I was here last year, and we discussed the same topic. This is my favorite time of the year as we celebrate small businesses. And you actually hit the nail on the head that, you know, we believe every week is Small Business Week at Fifth Third because of the importance of these businesses to our economy. So just a couple stats. Two out of three of every new job is created by small businesses. And also, you know, more than half of Americans either own or work for a small business. So it kind of points to the importance of small businesses to our overall economy. They really are the lifeblood of our economy.
So what has changed since last year? We have a new administration, new tax proposals that are especially good for sub-S corporations, bringing the tax rates down to where they ought to be, frankly. This is my own pejorative because I'm a small business guy, so I'm gonna like having taxes lower. But what's changed in the business landscape, generally speaking, since Trump came in?
No, a lot has changed, actually. So we recently surveyed over 500 small business owners, and optimism is at an all-time high. The main items that's driving that optimism really is around some of the things you mentioned. So one, obviously, corporate tax cuts, lower tax rate, lower health care costs, ease on business regulations, and just an overall more business-friendly policy. I think the only thing that we're seeing that's a little discouraging is that optimism is high, but right now these business owners aren't really putting that optimism into action. And so one of the things we want to do during Small Business Week is encourage these small business owners to take that optimism and actually put it into action.
So what would be an example of that? Hiring more people? Is that one way of basically showing your feelings, your strong feelings for support for businesses, hiring more people if you need them?
No, I agree. Hiring more people, you know, investing in assets. But one of the things that I really try to encourage small business owners to do is just to make sure that they're updating and actually working their business plan. I was really shocked when we did the survey to find that less than half of the business owners actually either have a business plan or actually work that business plan. So the number one thing that we ask them to do or encourage them to do is to really work that business plan or put a business plan together. The second thing is really around using some of the resources, the available community resources that are out there. There's significant organizations that really support small businesses that would add a lot of input to how they put that optimism in action.
What would be an example?
Last thing, and
okay, go ahead. Give me the last thing, and then let's go back, Kula, to what where some of these things can be put into action. Finish this. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, actually, we can go right to that item. So the community resources, so one of my favorites is SCORE, which is the Service Corps of Retired Executives.
Great.
Great organization.
Very good.
Offers a significant amount of information. SBA.gov, you know, a website that our government provides to help small business owners. So that's the Small Business Administration. All of our communities have a local chamber of commerce. Again, a wealth of information.
And a lot of businesses, a lot of business banks, I'm not sure where the Fifth Third is in this, I would imagine. Imagine they are, have a relationship with the SBA where the SBA guarantees these loans for the small businesses that need them and otherwise might not get the help that they need to expand, right?
No, I agree. We're one of the top SBA lenders in the country, and so one of the things that we encourage folks to do as well is to develop a relationship with a Fifth Third banker so that they can get access to all of that information, particularly with the SBA loans that's out there.
Would it shock you, ladies, to know I don't have a business plan? I don't hear shock and outrage there. So I probably need to take your advice, Kula, and get a business plan going for my next year. I'll take your advice. So that's a very thorough report. Thank you for bringing us the update. Kula Gibson from the Fifth Third Bank, head of business banking there. He's been there for 24 years. Obviously, he's got an eye on that information. 21 after the hour here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Favorite Paul McCartney songs from the mid-70s. Band on the Run. McCartney has announced another tour, another North American tour. His one-on-one tour comes back here. He lives here, so what do you mean he comes back? He's got a home in England. He's got a home in New York. I think he has a home in L.A. too, doesn't he, Jennifer? I'm pretty sure he does.
I'm sure he probably does. You know, the guy is rich. I mean, please. He could live anywhere.
Has a lot of time there. Right. Anyway, he's into some of these cities for the first time, starting in Miami, and then he goes to Duluth, Minnesota, Wichita, Kansas, Newark, New Jersey, and Detroit. I wonder how people have money in Detroit to buy tickets to see Paul McCartney. I'm going to hope it. These shows by he and Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen go on and on and on. Most concerts, you're lucky to get 2 hours out of, like, Madonna or some of the big... I remember Barry Manilow's show was quite long, and Billy Joel's was quite long. And I know that Springsteen loves it so much, he just gets up there and jams for sometimes 3.5, 4 hours.
I think he made his own personal record was 4 hours last summer, right?
Right, yeah. And McCartney's happy to go on for 3 hours. I mean, think about all the things that are in his own songbook and the Beatles songbook where he was the lead singer.
And he just really sits at his piano and just goes for most of it.
Well, so does Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Just sit there and pound away and tell a few stories and have some fun.
He's really good. You know, my mom's a gigantic Beatles fan, and she's in love with Paul McCartney. That is her her soulmate, her spirit animal, if you
will. Crank it up!
Yeah.
I love you.
He's not coming to the West Coast, though. I was really bummed.
He's
not on this new tour?
No, he's
doing New York. He's doing New York and Newark and then, Newark. Like, Tokyo. Communist.
Yeah. Tokyo's not a communist country. What are you talking about?
No, Paul McCartney's a communist for not doing the whole country.
Yeah. A socialist, too, no doubt. All right, let's see what's latest news from Harry Styles. He's going to be on the Late Late Show for a whole week. So is he going to do karaoke, or what's he doing?
He has done carpool karaoke with One Direction, his band. That was a really good one, and that was one of the more popular ones. But he's going to be basically the house band for a week.
Really?
And a lot of artists have done this. Like Justin Timberlake always does Fallon for a whole week. U2 did Letterman for a week. So it's not unusual, but he only has two songs out right now. So I guess we're going to hear new songs from the rest
of the
album.
Three nights?
Yeah.
Yeah. Either that or maybe some oldie, oldie, goody goldies from his Rusty Rack and Wrinkle Records.
Yeah.
Both of those things.
Could be.
Yeah. All right, so One Direction, remember Harry Styles from One Direction, and apparently he and Corden have become quite good friends to the point where he stays overnight at Corden's house. So, have a good time there. New song each now. So when is this? This is the week of May 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his album comes out on May 12th. So it's
what a
right
coincidence!
I know, it's a birthday present for me, 2 days after my birthday. How
happy
sweet
birthday.
Of him.
Yes. May 10th is your birthday? I'm writing
it
that
sure
down.
It sure is.
All right.
Okay.
Expect
so what are we
going to
do for Kara?
Yeah, what are we obviously have to get Harry Styles to meet Kara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he can do a phone thing. Remember, who did the phone thing for you, Jennifer? We had him on the air.
It was Trace Atkins.
Trace Atkins is the phone. All right. So get Harry Styles to do yours.
If you make it happen, Carrie. I won't complain.
Well, get him on the air. We got to get him on the program. And then we can say, all right, Carrie's your pen. What did Trace Atkins say about you?
She's a little busy right now.
Hi. Jennifer's busy right now. Leave a message and she'll call you back.
28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Achoo! Learning to live with your pet and allergies. You know, if you suffer from allergies and are first considering a pet, there are some breeds of dogs and cats that are less apt to irritate allergies. Among the dog breeds, there are poodles because they have hair versus fur, terriers, Portuguese water dogs, and the Irish water spaniel. And among cats, there's the Rex and other shorthand breeds, but also remember that there are the hairless cats, the Sphinx, as well. But if you already have a pet, there are things you can do to keep those allergies in check. First of all, make sure the house is vacuumed on a regular basis using a vacuum cleaner that has a HEPA filter. Wash your bedding as well as the pet's bedding every day. And if the allergies are really severe, have an allergy-free room. Maybe there's one room in the house where you can go when your allergies are bothering you. That's kind of a pet-free zone. Make sure you use the proper coat conditioner. Make sure you use a good shampoo. Make sure the dog's skin and coat is in good shape. And if you have a cat, have someone wipe the cat every day because most people are not allergic to the cat's fur. They're allergic to the cat's saliva. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey Metro PCS and Cricket customers, are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to four lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to four free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 month credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Us to get back to the investigation of what is going on today. It's Wednesday, the 26th of April. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleagues and friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. I don't think it's a stretch for me to call you colleagues and friends, do you? We're all friends here.
I guess are you guys friends? Yeah.
Yeah, friends. We're all friends. So we can be candid with one another.
I want to be. Watch out, ladies.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What's that snarky remark supposed to mean?
It's not snarky. It just means when you say we're friends and we can be candid, I get nervous.
Really? I don't think I've ever done anything to make you embarrassed. Have I?
Oh, no.
No. No.
I mean, you do tend to rag on where she lives.
that's an embarrassment in and of itself. It's not her. It's just where she is. But I understand it's an old family home. Emphasis on the... All right, let's keep moving here. I want to actually go back... I want to replay a conversation we were having, and I ran a little tight on time in the last half hour. So if you've been with us for a few minutes, you know where I was going with this. But if you weren't, I'll bring you back to a story. We were talking about popular baby names, and then what popped into my head. This happens to me all the time. I'm cursed and blessed with a quick mind, and I remember things. And I expose myself to all kinds of things during the course of the day while I'm doing a bunch of other things. I'll see something. And one of the parts, frankly, Victoria, of this curse is that damn iPhone, because I see, I'll go on to the various sites and I'll look around just for a minute to see what's going on if I have a moment. I've stopped at a traffic light and I don't want to waste time. So I go to my iPhone and I look at what's going on in the news. So yesterday I was at a light for a couple of, it seemed like a couple of minutes, and I ran across this story of
that's illegal, by the way.
What?
Looking at your phone at the light? I think
no, not in Massachusetts. It is in California, but not here.
Distracted driving, though, isn't it?
Nah. It's easy. Yeah, okay, so anyway, meanwhile, back to the real...
I don't know if I believe that.
Can I finish this story?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, finish the story, and then you can take a shot at me. So this... what I remember about the story is there's a couple, they're in love, they get married, she can't have a baby. So right away, they start looking around to adopt. And as it happened, the husband was not all he was made out to be, and apparently he was having a fling with somebody at the same time he was engaged to this other woman. So unbeknownst to him, the woman that he's seeing on the side gets pregnant. So the couple, married couple, decide to have a baby and to adopt. So you talk about something that would be on Days of Our Lives or some soap opera. This guy ends up with his wife adopting the baby that was his from the woman he had the affair with.
Ugh, what a snake. Wow.
Yeah, it's sort of takes your breath away. So when I finished that story, what Victoria said to me is that it sounded like the plot of this TV show. Is it Pretty Little Lies or what?
Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah.
All right. As opposed to Big Lie, Little Lie.
Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
So there's two shows, Pretty Little Liars and Big Lies, Little Lies. Is that right? Okay. And the Big Lies, Little Lies.
It's just Nicole Big Little Kidman Lies. It's just Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies.
Yeah, okay. With Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, Shailene.
So what's the difference? I know a little about Big Little Lies, but I don't know anything about Pretty Little Lies. What's the difference in the plot on the two shows?
Well, there are some similarities, actually. There's secrets and lies and some murders, and it's like a murder mystery. Pretty Little Liars is a murder mystery on Freeform Channel, and then Big Little Lies... it also revolves around three women who, turns out, one of the girls' husbands fathered one of the girls' babies and doesn't know it. So there are actually a lot of similarities.
Okay. So anyway.
Now, in this case, in this true story that you're telling, did the woman find out after the fact about the baby, or did she know that it's actually her husband's child?
What I remember about the story, remember, this is a 2-minute stop at a red light. So
that should be a segment. 2-minute stories with Doug.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what
you're
I remember.
You're only going to get a quarter of the story.
Is he gets antsy when they go and they fill out the adoption papers and they meet the mother. And that's when he realizes what's going on. But he doesn't say anything to the wife until after the baby is born. And the baby looks like the father.
That's got to be a Hollywood movie. Ooh, they have to make
yeah,
a movie.
That's a movie. Of course. Perfect movie. All right. Now, let
Poor
me just, Jennifer, with your help here a little bit, I would like to, before we do the sports news and bring Biff and Biff in, to investigate for a moment or two what's going to happen under the tax plan that has been proposed. So everybody kind of has an understanding or a spin on this. And the reason I want to bring it to the surface is because I saw something yesterday, I think, that everyone, all of you ought to know about this study done by Harvard University. It's called the Grant and Gluck Study, G-L-U-E-C-K, tracking the physical and emotional well-being of poor Americans and of rich Americans, or poorly off and better off Americans. That's probably a better way of doing it. This has been going on for 75 years. They take two populations and study them. About 500 poor men growing up in Boston from the 1930s to the year 2014, and then about 300 male graduates from Harvard's classes in the same, this is a shorter period of time, back in the 30s and 40s. And the interesting conclusion, one thing that surpasses all the rest in terms of importance, the clearest message that you get from this study is that good relationships keep you happier and healthier and has nothing to do with money. Not
That's so true.
Not a lick of it has to do with money. So, and I bring this up because there's so much, it bothers me a lot that we let the news media play us when it comes to the rich and poor and the 1% and this supposed rivalry, the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. And I think that's a load of crap. Frankly, I've always thought it was, because I know people on all sides of this. But what gets me more focused on it now is that there are some studies, economic studies, that show that middle-class Americans are not faring as well as middle-class Europeans. And, hello, the reason that that is the fact is because our tax structure is so blanked up. So now comes the proposal that a lot of politicians, and I don't want to get into the political side of this necessarily, but there's a reason that politicians want you to be poor, because they want you to see them as the savior so you'll vote for them and keep them in office. The new Trump proposal is very simple, very straightforward, and aims, amongst other things, to lower the burden on middle-class Americans from the standpoint of income taxes, because if you look around at all the other taxes you're paying, it's no wonder you're in the poorhouse. Look at your damn phone bill. Look at your cable bill. Look at the excise taxes you pay for your car, or how much you pay for gasoline taxes in California or anywhere else. I looked at a sticker on a gas pump the other day when I was filling up, and I think it was in California, and it lists all of the taxes you're paying. My God, you pay more in taxes for the damn gasoline than you pay for the gasoline. So it's no wonder people in the middle class are broke, for God's sakes. So anyway, Jennifer, a quick run-through on what this tax proposal is going to do for middle income news, and all the corporate
The good news is that most people, no matter their party, agree that something needs to be done with tax reform, whether it's lowering taxes or just simplifying it. Because right now it's ridiculous how complicated it can be to file your taxes. So the thing with Trump's plan is that it's not quite a plan yet. This is more of like bullet points so that he can set off negotiations. So some of these numbers,
against the wall and see what sticks.
Right. Some of these numbers are going to be a little lower than we think that they might actually realistically be, because he's got to give room for people to start negotiating on them. But here it goes. Okay, the corporate tax rate is right now 35%. His proposal is to lower that to 15% score. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ivanka Trump, one of her big initiatives is for child care expenses, a tax break. This is a very Democratic-friendly proposal, so there will be a tax break for child care expenses.
And that is important. That, and if that passes, then she gets a big round of applause from me, because that is very important. I have friends who, I have friends in New York City who literally the husband now, one of my friends, the husband stays home and quit his job because daycare for their baby is $42,000 a year.
Oh,
And that's just daycare. This is a baby. And so he literally was a research scientist and had to quit his job because it literally offset that it was the same amount. He was making the same amount as what it was costing them for daycare. So if there's a tax break incentive in there, that's a wonderful thing.
And in big cities especially, that's a huge thing. Okay, and so then the tax rate structure, I think right now we have 7 or 8 brackets. It looks like there'll probably be something more like 3 or 4, but that they're still tweaking what the brackets will look like. But there will be a cut to individual tax rates. He also is proposing closing loopholes. So that's a good thing for people who are looking at trying to maximize their deductions. And one thing that it's not going to include, there was some talk that it would include a border adjustment tax, which has been sort of the centerpiece for Republicans.
How do you pay for the wall?
That's right. Well, yeah, or helping to offset costs of people coming here. And so that's been taken out. So, again, there's a lot. This is going to be what's released today by Steve Mnuchin and Donald Trump is going to be a shell. It's going to be bullet points that are now going to be negotiated. And it looks, if they can stay on their schedule and come to some sort of consensus in Congress, that they could probably try to pass this through in August.
Call the Munchkin bill.
The Munchkin, Steve Mnuchin.
Yeah. All right, so there it is. Food for thought.
I would just like to see, simplify it. Let me do my taxes on a postcard. I think that would be the great.
I just want to see it be more fair and the people in the middle not get yensed as much as they are. I used to be able to deduct a lot of these taxes that now are not deductible as well. So it's just craziness. And the rest of the world is not following suit. Is it more expensive to pay income tax? Is it more expensive to live in Europe than it is here? Yeah, but there's a way that somehow it shakes out that they're all better off than
it's
we
so
are.
It's so true. It's so true.
Yeah, that's the food for thought here. 46 past the hour. Sports up next with Biff and Biff.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Yeah. Hi, Biff and Biff are here. Biff Horn, Biff Keelan, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to retire. Those of you who are big into the NASCAR circuit, his father died. You remember that? Jennifer, how long ago was that? Do you remember?
Oh, a long time ago. I was in Vegas. It must have been probably 15 years ago, maybe.
But he's only 42, but he's done quite well. So what's the story here? When you look this over, Victoria, you want to become a race
driver? And they got to race together for a while before his father died, by the way.
Yeah. All right, so what are we doing?
I think Jen already knows way more about this than I do.
And not much. I'm not a NASCAR person, but I just do know that.
Well, it is big news. It's headlines across every sports page that he is going to retire as soon as the 2017 season is over. He's had a lot of health issues. He's had a lot of concussions. He had a pretty bad crash last year. He had he missed the last 18 races of 2016 because of a concussion, and he missed two races in 2012 because of two concussions within 6 weeks. So he's pretty much said, you know, he wants to go out on his own terms. He wants to honor his commitment to the team and the owner and to the fans, but, you know, he said this is the time now. So I think his wife just had a baby. I think that they have little children, or maybe at least one. So I'm sure there's some family stuff involved in this decision as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's a Dale Earnhardt story. Jen, Biff.
This is a fun one. When did you ever think you would hear the names Derek Jeter and Jeb Bush in a sentence
same
together?
Sentence.
Well, you're hearing them now because they have created a very unlikely business partnership to buy the Miami Marlins. Both of them individually were interested in the team, and when some of the players started to peter out, they got together and won the auction for the team with a bid of $1.3 billion. They beat out Tag Romney, remember him, one of Mitt's sons, and his former star pitcher, Tom Glavine. So this is pretty good. Earlier reports suggested Jared Kushner's brother and brother-in-law were close to buying the team, too, but it looks like the big win went to Jeb Bush and Derek Jeter with the Miami Marlins.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Are our focus here. Time now for us to move into the world of Warren Eckstein, who is your pet's best friend, and happens to be one of the best friends on this program, or to this program, or for this program, in this program. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, heard around the country every weekend. A great way for you to get advice from a man who's written books like Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. Yes, he is the leading animal expert, and as such, he has put together a composite of vitamins and minerals that you can access. Go to hugsandkisses.com, Warren's own proprietary brand of minerals and vitamins put together specifically for dogs and for cats. So you want to check those out. You can do it through thepetshow.com or at hugsandkisses.com. In a moment, the most beautiful bulldog in the world, now that Charlotte is not here, Warren and all of us working together to help you and your pets right after this.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
All right, 56 past the hour now. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. A question on how to handle an unusual ailment, if that's what this is. You've heard me talk often, Warren, and the ladies have, about Millie, who is a wonderful dog that Meredith and I got out of the Kill Center in Brooklyn 2 years ago, just about this time. Let me think now for a second. It was the last 2 weeks of May 15th plus that. So, like the end of May, 2015, we went to get Millie, and she's been a wonderful addition, great caretaker, a great friend for Meredith, great companion, but now seems to have, because she's very active, she's very excitable, and so she somehow injured her back legs, overstraining them. And my first thought was that she needed to have the cruciate ligaments checked out because that's what happened to Charlotte. And oftentimes dogs that are about that weight and they're jumping around, their back legs can't support themselves. But anyway, so she can't move. She's on one of those carts. They roll her around a little bit, the poor thing. And she got vitamin B shots yesterday from a homeopathic vet. But I'm just wondering, I said, why don't we get some MRIs and get x-rays to see what really is going on, because nobody can seemingly figure it out. And if worse comes to worse, we'll put her on a plane and bring her out to see Carlson out there. But so when you run into things like this that are hard to figure out, what do you advise? People call you up and say, I don't know what's wrong with my dog. What do you do?
Doug, I get this all the time. You know, I've been going to my vet, and the vet says, you know, I'm not sure about this, I'm not sure about that, but maybe we should try this, maybe we should try that. People need to know that in every single veterinary profession, just like in human profession, there are people that are experts. For example, what I would be doing with Millie right now, I would be going to a veterinary orthopedist, and I would make sure he took the x-rays and he looked at it to make sure what it was. Very often it might cost you a couple of dollars more to go to a specialist, but in reality, you're going to save money in the long run, number one, because they're going to get a quicker diagnosis. But more importantly, the dog or the cat may be cured a lot quicker. So I'm really an advocate of going to see a specialist, whether it be an oncologist, a dermatologist.
Where do you find these, though? You don't find them in the yellow pages.
Well, no. What you can do is very often your own veterinarian should be able to either recommend it, or you can always go on to the Veterinary Medical Association in your area, like the Los Angeles Veterinary Medical Association. There'll be a list of specialists there. You would contact them and find the one that you think you should see.
Yeah. All right. Okay, the Veterinary Medical Association. But I'm sure a lot of people listening have had the same kind of problem, because it's very common, the rear legs of dogs.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.